Amen. Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I would like us to look closely at the progression. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. We know that God does not dwell in time, He dwells in eternity. But if His purposes will manifest, He needs to schedule them through the window of time. Now, that has brought about a reality that is a bit different from the proceedings in the realm of eternity. Because of the time factor that has come into the matter, there is a slight difference between operating from earth and operating from heaven. For instance, the angels, when Lucifer and his band of angels rebelled against God, now the reason why it was impossible for God to redeem them was because their rebellion was in eternity. And the reason why it was possible to redeem man was because man's rebellion was in time. Now, it is not as if God is unjust, unrighteous, gave man an opportunity, did not give angels an opportunity for redemption. But you see, they were existing in two different spheres. And eternity is the realm of now. It has no gap. There is no space. There is no time. Hallelujah. It's only place and reality that is eternity. So it doesn't grant and give sufficient allowance for manipulation. But you see, when the purpose of God is established in the spirit realm, it needs a proper time and a proper season for it to find expression in the natural. And God took advantage of the laws that are operational in the natural realm and the time lag that exists between the birthing of reality and the manifestation of reality to manipulate it through wisdom to bring about redemption. That's why the fate of angels today and men are different. Now, if we check all the principles that God took advantage of, there are principles that are operational in the earth. Jesus said, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and die, it abides alone. That is the law of sowing and reaping, according to the book of Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. And that law is operational as long as the earth remaineth. So He took advantage of the laws operational in the earth so that before that gap will be closed between the birthing of reality and the manifestation of the same through seasons in time, He would have manipulated some things that would have created an opportunity. So Jesus was that corn of wheat. And the reason why it is fall to the ground and die, it means He has to leave heaven to come to the earth to die here. Because this is the only realm where seed time and harvest is a principle that is tied to the operation of the faithfulness of the earth realm. That's why Jesus came here to die. If Jesus had died in heaven, for instance, He would have died permanently because it is eternity. There's no time window. Together. Now, so the Bible says, for every thing, there is a time. There is a season for every purpose under heaven. Can we continue in the reading? Everything has a time, everything has a season. Alright. Then he begins to read and he begins to show us some of those things. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Now, you see, when you read the Bible, you must understand the context. The message of the scriptures is hidden in the context. So we have not yet hit the context here. So come with me. Sometimes you find the context of the particular progression of reading in the first verse. Because you must understand that the scriptures were not originally written in chapters and verses. It's a perpetual continuum. In fact, the Jewish, the Hebrew, and the Greek don't even have punctuation. So it's just continuous. No full stops, no commas. It's just a continuum. That's how God speaks. God's speaking is a continuum. He can say, leave! And for 1,000 years, that leave, he said, is still reaching out. And until it is fully satisfied, it doesn't return to him void. So when God speaks, his utterances are not like the utterances of men. Words to him are like containers that carry spirit matter, having the potency and capacity to bring what it has declared to pass. Amen. Okay, sit down with me in the reading. Let me strike my point so that we can pray together. He said, what had he that walketh in all wherein he laboreth? What is it? Since life is fragmented into circles and cycles, why do we need to work? What is the purpose of labor? What is the purpose of hard work? Why labor? Because the same cycles keep continuing. The same cycles of birth and death. Why labor in between? Why put your heart to achieve a purpose? Because the faith of all men is one. What profit? And he that worketh in the thing wherein he laboreth. I have seen the travail which God had given unto the sons of men to be exercised in it. Verse 11. Some understanding begins to come. He made everything beautiful in his time. Hi. That's number one. He made everything beautiful in his time. Now, let me explain a little. The gestation period for man is 9 months. Have you ever taken a look at what a fetus looks like 2 weeks old? 5 months. Is it beautiful? Like a tadpole. The reason is because the time of maturity has not come. And that's how your destiny is. You might be called to be a prophet. You are actually on course. You have captured the revelation. You believe in it. And you are on course. The instructions that God has put in place in order for you to turn out to become one. You are faithful to those instructions over the years. But right now, I don't quite like look exactly like what God has called me by His Spirit. Because the fullness of time has not yet come. The season of your manifestation is not yet nigh. Bible history, the historical perspective of the book of John, revealed to us that John the Baptist left home at the age of 6. His first prophecy to Israel came out of the wilderness when he was 24. How many years? He was ordained to be a prophet from his mother's womb. The Bible made us understand that while he was still in his mother's womb, when Mary came to visit Elizabeth, Jesus the baptizer in the Holy Spirit baptized John in the Holy Spirit when John was still in the womb. That time when the child in him lived, it was baptism in the Holy Spirit that took place. When John was born baptized in the Holy Ghost. But he had to stay in the wilderness until the time appointed for him to be revealed unto the Israel of God. Now, if the guy had taken off like a tornado, he would have looked like a tadpole. There would be no beauty. because he has not yet fulfilled the time. Notice there's a question. He said, what is it? Why do we have to labor? The sequence is already established. There is birth, and so there will be death. So why do you need to strive? All men approach the same thing. He said, friends, this is why you must strive. That which God has ordained you to be, it will take time for you to find expression. Whether or not you fulfill God's intent for you, God's intent was captured in eternity for your life. What it should, it is expected for it to be fulfilled in time. The Bible says, those he called, he justified. And those that he did predestinate, them also did he call. Now you must understand that the predestination took place in eternity past. The calling took place in time. The justification took place in time. And the glorification will take place in eternity future. Now, so you are a seed of eternity that was launched into time like an arrow to fulfill a definite purpose, and the fullness of that which you are doing will have values in eternity future. Paul said, I have kept the faith, I have fought the fight, I've run the race, and then he now said, hereafter, a crown of life is set before me. That means that a man cannot succeed in time. A man can only succeed, success or failure of a man can only be verified in eternity, because he's not a being of time, he's a being of eternity. Are you still with me? A seed of eternity, he came on errand like an ambassador, a missionary to time, and the import of that which he came to do in time can only be quantified in eternity. Success is not a time-based thing. Success is an eternity-based thing. And just in case you think riding a car is success, staying in a house that is air-conditioned is success, you just realize that you cannot measure those things with the instrument of eternity. The Bible says that the things that are seen, they are temporal. Alright? So it is not a basis of actually verifying whether your spirit is doing well in keeping with the script that you came here to fulfill. Now the Bible says, seeing this, seeing that, he made all things beautiful in his own time. It means that even the things that God has written, it will take time for them to find expression. If you bring out a child at 6 months, he might be looking like a bush baby. Not be good for sight, because there's no beauty. There's no beauty. He makes all things beautiful. If it's going to be beautiful, it is going to be in keeping with the ordination from eternity past. Then the fullness of time must come upon it. The fullness of time must try it. God doesn't live in time, but he will use time to test your soul. The Bible says, until the word of Jacob came, the word of the Lord tried him. The word until is an adjective of time. I know a friend of mine that took off like a tornado. Just because he prays for people and they fall. They say, now I'm ready for the nations. Now the thing is this. Many of us do not understand that ministry is a game that you are going to play in the corridor of principalities. It goes beyond the name and the fame, goes beyond the tie and the suit. And the guy took off like a tornado. Now he has two intercontinental ballistic missiles that have the capacity of possessing two cities. He didn't reach the second one before he was cut off, because he came out like a tadpole. But it's a prayer point I'm bringing. Don't worry, I don't want to preach today. He came out like a tadpole. A beauty going to find expression, it will take time. That is the reason why a man of destiny walks. His life will not be quantified by birth and death. His life will be quantified by attainment, alignment, and manifestation. Whereas a natural human being will be reckoned for the day he was born. Days and days are things that men keep in store. Every year, my wife needs to remind me of her birthday, because I don't live in days and dates. I live in seasons and in times. Well, maybe your wife may not understand. You might need to consult Facebook to be reminding you. I'm not saying follow me. Me, I don't remember. Because the Lord give you understanding. I dwell in seasons.
I dwell in times. If I had manipulated my youth service posting, it was God's will for me to go to Kano. When NYSA posted me to Sokoto, a course had to hold me back in school. The people that did it were in the flesh. So he arranged a course to hold me down. He says Sokoto is not the place. Do you realize that because time is such a factor for you here, the dealings of God are actually orchestrated around the corridors of specific places at specific time. That if you were supposed to be in Union Greek and you manipulated your way because your cousin is VC to Benue State University, you see, what you have done is that you have wasted that time. The dealings that God had ordained that you will enter into, that will shape your life, shape your destiny, the challenges that would have been required to break your pride, cut off your temperament that is outside of spirit control and push you into several things, those dealings will not be in that environment you created for yourself. You 4 years wasted. You now move again, and then maybe by the mercy of God, because you prayed, he will now catapult those things and bring them into context. See, when you are going down, it's not everyone that's from the devil. Some things are factored. It's a build up so that beauty can be achieved. The last time you prepare food, you know you mix bitter things and sweet things to get tasty food. If it's all sweet things, you are in trouble. Travel to one country and they brought food. The rice was green, yellow, red. I said, my God. And when I took one spoon, I had to. Because I now say, what is this? They said their own food, they are not cooking so that it will be sweet. All of their foods in this land are medicine and they are drugs. They are drugs. If you can eat it successfully, hypertension is not your portion. All these, what they call that in arthritis, when you become 70. No. You see, in our land, there are old people that are strong because all of our food is what? Is drug. Let me stop there. It's a prayer point. But you see, there's a body. There's a body. Say, what profit does a man have in the thing wherein he laboreth? Since we are born and we are going to die. That is not the scale upon which your life is evaluated. It's not evaluated by births and deaths. By times where you embrace and times where you refrain from embracing. There's something else. Time to us has a different connotation and a different value. It is the basis upon which we strive to gain fullness, that which he has ordained that will be. For he maketh all things beautiful in his own time. See, come with me. We have not finished. Then that's number two reason why we strive. He said, also he has set the world in our hearts, so that no man can find out what work God maketh from the beginning to the end. That's the second reason he gave us for striving upon the face of the earth. The first reason he gave us for striving upon the face of the earth is that he makes all things beautiful in his own time. Tell your neighbor, don't jump out as a tadpole. You know, a tadpole doesn't look like a frog. You know, in mosquito, we have egg, larva, pupa before adult. Don't jump out as larva. It's not beautiful because the time allotted to it has not yet been fulfilled. I remember those days. I was a teacher. Those days, the only anointing on my head was the anointing to teach, to expound and to expose insight and revelation. That was the only anointing I had, the ability to wield. It was not because I was called to be a teacher, but that was the first consignment of spiritual deposit that God released upon my life, and he wanted to see how I would steward that deposit. And after a period of time, I believe God felt it was well stewarded, and then he put some prophetic oil. That was when I began to see visions. that something was being formed like an embryo. You see, it took time before the fullness found expression. Hallelujah. Then the power dimension now came. And in those days when the power used to come initially, there is a sign that the Holy Spirit gives me. I preach and I wait for that sign to come. I did that for about 5 years. And then a season now came. It's a wind that comes. Then another season now came. I can make it come now. Me, I can make it come. Now all of these things are seasons to bring about something that was ultimately and perfectly crafted in the wisdom of God as that which He wants to send into time as a message carrying, a messenger carrying a fume of eternity and bringing the witness of the only true God to bear upon a rebellious earth. The Bible says that God has placed the world in our hearts. Now, you see, that world was actually used because there was no word in English language to depict the original word of emphasis. Thou hast placed the world in our hearts. The closest that we can make of it is eternity. He has placed the boundless upon our hearts. The reason why God has placed the boundless, placed eternity in our hearts, He placed a reality that is not time-based upon our hearts as we journey through time. Are you with me? By a seed of eternity, you were sent to time, but in your journey through time, He places a seed of eternity upon your heart so that you will not navigate through time in days and years, as it were, in hours and minutes, as it were, but your navigation through time will be based on an understanding of God's times and God's seasons through which His purposes find expression. So through that investment of eternity that is upon your heart, you can actually peep and understand what season it is in the spirit, because the purposes of God never find expression until their seasons come. Just like in the natural, seasons come for you to do some kind of activity. God has placed a seed of eternity upon your heart as a navigating tool with which you will have the capacity to discern what season it is and what kind of activity heaven is involved with, so that when you synchronize with that activity, you become an expression of that activity here on earth. And time and space will not be the factor by which you can be defined, you can be known, and you can be understood. There must be something deeper, because you are operating on a template that is not time-based, that is not earth-based. That's why God gives you that investment, and that is the reason why you need to labor and work while you are still. Did you get it? Now, this is the prayer point which I want us to. You know the question we're answering. What profit does he that worketh have in all his labor? What profit? What profit does he have? Because life is fragmented into circles and cycles. It is birth and death. It is war and peace. So what profit does a man have in his labor? Because if he was born, he is going to die. So why should he strive? Why should he labor? One faith awaits us all. Then he gives us insight. He said, you labor because he makes all things beautiful in his time. You labor because he has ordained your life before you came here to start it. And if you are going to see the fullness of that which he ordained, you must have to labor. It will not evolve free. It will come by what? By labor. Second, you labor because he has placed eternity on your heart. Without that seed of eternity, no man can know what work God is working from the beginning to the end. And so he wants you to know the work he's working. And so he places an investment of eternity upon your heart by which you can receive readings. You can receive furnishings of what he's working and the seasons in which he's working what he's working, so that your life becomes an expression of his work. because of that you labor. We have not exhausted the list, but this number two is the emphasis I want to bring to us. What he called eternity is what we call in the New Testament discernment. He gave us discerning ability by the Holy Spirit upon our heart. He gave us the ability to discern things, and he placed it upon our heart so that we can discern what work God is working. Now, see, you must know what God is doing in your life at each season. Matthew, what is God doing in your life now? If Matthew does not know, it means that Matthew has not yet understood that there's an investment of eternity on his heart. If he understands, then he has not yet worked enough in order for that investment to be developed enough to give him discernment of what God is working. The reason why, even though we are seeds of eternity, he released us into time, one is because we are pilgrims and we don't have forever to fulfill what we came to do. That means every season is important and it should not be wasted through the mnemonics of human life. You must be using a radar and a signal to know how to apply every time, to apply every season. I know people, a young man gave his life to a damsel for 7 years, bought her milk, provision. He had 2 Okada in the town running Makodi from high level to Wadata. Use bought milk. That was what he did for 7 years. He did not care. That time he was a president of a fellowship in BSU. Very anointed young man. Holy Ghost will be on him. And if the lady comes and stands close to the place where Holy Ghost comes upon him and does sign like this, he can, Holy Ghost will move and say, the Lord is speaking something. Then he can hand over. That's what I mean. He gave his life to a damsel. The damsel can do like this. And even though Holy Ghost is moving, Lord begins to speak something. And he did that for about 7 years. It means that there was something in the earth that was determining his motion, his labor. No longer the radar. Till today, he's still trying to recover those 7 years. He has not been able to recover it because those are not years of days. Those are years of seasons in God. You can get the 7 years back, but you cannot get that season in God back. And so because that missing link is out of the template of his life, which he has fulfilled now, his life is distorted. Because those 7 years were the most significant years of his life. Don't take off like a tornado and as if you are a being of time. The Bible says he placed eternity. Place it there. Now in this season that we have come in, we cannot live like men. There must be a signal that controls the rhythm of our steps. Now you see, I had enough money at the age of 30 to marry. Alright? And I was determined to do it. Because in scripture, a priest was released into ministry at the age of 30. So I calculated, I felt that 30 will be the right time. Jesus. And the Lord, I was washing my car one day and God said, no, it's not at the age of 30. And I rebuked the voice and spoke wild tongues. The voice didn't come back again. But from that moment, problems came up that took me 2 years to solve. And that year was elapsed. That year elapsed. Because I was calculating my life based on calendar years, not season. It was not the season for me to marry, but I had money, and I thought money was season, and I wanted to move. Because he wanted to help me, he put roadblock. The mother, my wife's mother, say, in fact, she can't marry a non-tribe. So we battled for it. Took 1 year to solve that problem just because God wanted me to enter. Who told you can sit down on your desk and use your Japanese calculator to calculate at the age of 27 and then 25, 42, 60? He made all things beautiful in his time. Friends, we will have to look with another vista and view from a different window. And we need more than ever investment of eternity, capacity to discern, to become stronger. I'd like you to rise up. Let's pray together. If we miss this season as a ministry, if we miss this season as a people, if we miss this season as a spiritual people, then we might have the years back and the days back, but we may never have this season again. For some of us, the purpose for which we were born at the time we were born is captured within this season. Whether or not we are in consonance with God's will is determined by the response that we give to this time and season. And I want us to pray right now and say, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, cause my ears to be open to hear, to know when to stand, when to sit, when to walk away, and when to run. This is the season. This is the season. It is the time. It is the hour. So many things are determined by God. We cannot afford to operate like mere men. People that see life from times and dates, we must be men that understand the proceedings from the courts of God, and we respond by the investment of discernment in the person of the Holy Ghost that is on our hearts. And when we get our pattern from that rhythm, we get our steps from that rhythm, we get our sense of urgency from that rhythm, and in everything that God has ordained, we find ourselves living under the control of a spirit, not of days and years. He has set eternity in our hearts. We need to know the work that God works from the beginning to the end. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Shakobalabra satamata baboria malahare. Open our eyes and open our understanding to know that which you want to do in this day, in this hour. All the build up, all the build up, everything that has been building up spiritually, building up in our lives, all the times that the Holy Spirit came and rebuked us, was to put us into alignment, so that in a certain season, when the angel comes to stir the water, we'll be strong enough to take a leap. And we see the heavens open. We see the messengers of God come. That certain time has come. That certain season is here. Cause us to rise up. Let us regain our masculinity. Let us regain, oh God, our strength in the spirit. Ancient of things. Maneko basata babana hamatale.
Ebria la kaska tobi na kante babala,
Rabos, Rabos Kapanda, Rabos Kabalatame, Rabos Kabele, Rabos Imandale, Rabos Kabetamina Sakla, Ikasakla, 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 Ikasamana, 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 Akamba Saka Basta Kabalata, Eva Beskope Basta Mansalaya, Ikasaila Mansalaba, Ikasaila Babo, Ikasaila Basta Kalemre, Makusta Presa, Makaba. It is your season. It is your time. You tried to enter through some doors. You could not enter. It was not because you were weak. It was not the time. You tried to do some things. The thing did not work. It was not because you didn't have people to help you. It was not time. The Bible says that God, He makes all things beautiful in His own time. And He has set eternity in our hearts, so that no man know what walk the Lord walketh from the beginning to the end. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. There is a land that you promised us. You spoke to our fathers. You said we will not die in the land of captivity. That in the fullness of time, by a strong hand, you will visit your people and you will bring them out of the land of bondage. Arise, O God. I came to tell you today, it is your time. If you failed before, you will not fail again. It is your time. Yes, yes, yes. When you come to the right time, you come to the right season. You are aligned with the powers of heaven, and there's so much power to bring to fulfillment the purpose of God. I came to proclaim today, it is your time. Weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah, he has prevailed. He has prevailed. He has prevailed. Sabona matabala, breskata bresovale, matalas, matabraskata branta mabola mata, sabata braskata ma, braskata ma, apareskombre, matapatusta palamanhaya, ebrasailama. Mabarande skobale, mabarande babaya. There is a land you promised our fathers. There is a place you promised our generation. There is something that you said you will come to do. Oh, deliver us. Deliver us. Deliver us. Deliver us. Magosale, Magraskate Bobodima, Mahambra Sata Babalaba, Mahambra Sata Babalaba, Mahambra Sata Baba. Tonight, leave all the defeat behind, all your attempts that you made that did not prosper. Forget about it tonight and set your heart, because you will mount up with wings. You will mount up like the eagles. The set time is come. The set time is come. The wheel of darkness will be cut off. The armies of the aliens will be put to naught. Oh, the righteous of God shall stop the mouth of lions. They shall quench the violence of fire. They shall escape the edge of the sword. The set time is come. The set time is come. The time is come. The day and the hour is now. For He makes all things beautiful. Beautiful. It's time to regain your masculinity. It's time again to put your hands upon the plow. It's time to say that I cannot be defeated. It's time to say that I cannot be cut down. Ah, my Messiah. When there is a casting down, you will say, there is a lifting up. For the hands of God will bear thee, lest thou dash thy foot against
being sent is stone. Rejoice, 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 for thy ashes shall be changed for a garment of rejoicing. Rejoice, rejoice, for thy mourning shall be changed for a shout of joy. Rejoice, rejoice, for he makes all things beautiful in his own time. Pangabala sekaba. Shekabaskata blanta babola matebo. Bebresate sopota mala. Rapata baskamba lata maskaye. Rapatanga sebaloa. Embraska belante. Makalata babole malete. Sheklepe. Motos ebala. Motos ebala. Motos ebala. Mantas abele. Mantas suprata. Receive healing for your wounded soul. Receive drink for your thirsty soul. Rejoice, rejoice, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he takes you away from the lands that are parched and dry. He brings you into a time of refreshing that shall come from the presence of the Father. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Bela nakabala shanda baborama. Akabre soklenda zia. Mepraska patabalata. Maparaska tabre. Sukabala naska tabona. Epraska bale. Manta baba. Rejoice, rejoice. For he has brought the rain moderately. But he shall bring the former and the latter rain in the first month. And you shall eat in plenty. And blessed and be satisfied. And bless ye the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Sobera kabela maskanda babona. Shabata balata. Ebakaska tobriala mamanata. You have prayed for long. You have believed the Lord for long. This is the time. This is the time. This is the appointed time. The Bible says, now shall come the effect of every vision. Now is the appointed time and the effect of every vision. For God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he says it, he will bring it to pass. Ombala sakabala babala. Usabaretobo sekanaya. Ebramena kabala. Kabala, kabala. Babasuteba. Basutamena kabra santa. Eba sakababoria maskata. Oh God, set yourself loose. And go beyond the cloak of despair. Set forth your wings and mount up. For the Lord has pleasure in his people. The Lord will remember Zion. Ombela shaketa balomba he. Zikapata balaba. Mambraskate babosamate. Mambraskata bradaskalabo. Beat your bosses into weapons of war. Beat your cannon hood of pruning hooks into swords. And let him that is weak say that I am strong. I am strong. I am strong in the name of the Lord. Do not meditate on any defeat. Do not meditate on any time where the devil came and wanted to take glory. Behold, I make all things new, said the Spirit of God. I make a way in the wilderness. I cause rivers to flow in the desert. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Shakapata bala babala. Etabasata branca baboria. Babos abre. Mandala babosa kambarali. Shakle babababa. Abasakata la babara maskateba. Lebra santo balikas kemani. Iglosa. Iglo mama manakaya. Ebara sopata la baba. Abarakasata baba. Mata shakata mbrasaila. Ebra sobe la temaske. Babosa balaba.
Lift up now the eyes and see. Zabole Mane, lift up now the eyes and see. Milana Kebaska and Dabala, and Sombre, Bakumbria Basake Mana, Pabes Katambolemo, Nikabo Sabre, Palamandaba. I am a Marahasa, I am a Marahasa, Baramama Sakata. Santa Babola Macascate, Presca Tabelambre, Incambosa Matebrasca Tabala, Rapapa, La Baya, La Macata Baboria, Rabesca Tembra, Zaila Matabo, Icabesca Bra, Bacapata Balabasacata, Bacapalabasacata Lababa, Bacatalababosca Tembra, Zaila Brasca Tabara, Bracatalababore Balata, Rasaca Balata. Rapa Santa Babo, Nakayakade, Evresca Tabina, Raila Sakatamba Sabala, Ababa, Atababa Satabola, Embrabeska Tinsabada, Ampara, lift up now the eyes and see. For therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and shall come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall proclaim gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Go see us, Abela, back and toga, lift up now the eyes. And see, Bakaila Mandale, Ruka Pesca Bella Mala, Prasanta Babola Mataba, Areposkaya, Rapasekatela Mabara, lift up now thy eyes, Parosia, Ambra Makapata, Embrosakatala Babaya, Maresco Brahima, Rakapasanta Babola Mala, Palama, Palama Mama, the Sabbath time was singing. The Simon tongue was singing, on Josiah, on Josiah, an everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall proclaim gladness and joy, and all sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Rabo Satem Brazaila, a Perana Kabala, Ibrascom Brazaila, Ibarata Kaskabala, Ikaskabala Brasata, lift up now thy heads, and behold, the sun has come out of the secret chamber, the light has defied its dwelling place. Ah, rise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to surrender to the enemy. This is not the time to concede to the enemy.
For the Son of Righteousness does arise with healing in his wings. This is not a time to say no. This is not a time to say I'm finished. Because the Son rises out of his chamber. For as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord around his people. With courage, with faith in your heart, rise up, step into faith, and punish your fear. It is time, it is time. Enough of the wilderness journey. Enough of the peril. Enough of the limitation. The Son of Righteousness, he arises with healing in his wings. He comes with salvation. He comes with peace. Hola, Mother, sir. Your life will never remain the same again. It's your time. It's your time. Sukamandala, who through faith subdued kingdoms, brought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness, they were made strong. Out of weakness, they were made strong. Lord, we receive your strength tonight. Come on, Yamama. Out of weakness, there were amazing. Out of weakness, out of weakness, there were made strong, there were made strong, there were made strong. Almost said, Oh God, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise.
Be given power to them that have faith, and to them that have no mind. He increases strength, for even the youth shall faint and grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. For they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. There's a mountain with weights. There's a mountain. There's a mountain. From ground level, they will gain ascendancy. From ground level, they will gain ascendancy. Ascendancy in the spirit. There's a mountain. Spiritual power will be given to them. They will mount up. They will rise from the ground. They will rise from despair. They will rise. They will rise from depression. There's a mountain with weights like you. Oh my God. Praise is time to mount up. We have been on the ground for too long. How about mounting up? How about trying to soar? How about leaping? Coming out of the depression. Coming out of the seat. And mounting up. There's a mount up. There's a mount up. Don't accept what the devil is doing. It's your destiny to mount up. Don't accept what Satan has thrown at your life. Don't change your mood because the devil is acting. The Bible says, "Thou shalt mount up." It's your destiny to mount up, to soar, to gain ascendancy, to gain momentum in the spirit. Thou shalt mount up. Don't accept the lies of the devil. Don't accept what the enemy is saying.
I come with the voice of God. It is your time. It is your season. And you have the right to mount up because it's your destiny. Oh yes. Come on, Santa Barabara. Come on, the Boscatabatababo. Papra Sakatababarata. Saprakaska Pompiala Bataba. Ebraska Barakababo Sabata. Matabaska Possessa. Labora Caparata Baboria. Escabela Capera Cabe. Sigmata Mascopade. Bakuria Batanta Sakamba. Baraska Tabraska Balata Banta Baboria. Ebrekatela Bakuska Balatambra. Matalababora Bakaya. Isabara Naska Plate. Madroska Branta Baboria. Ikabara Santa Babola Mala. Ebreska Balanta Babarata. Maska Tabre Sabolate Vale. Ibra Makanda Babora Naskaba. Babaranta Babo. Nobody lives here defeated after tonight. The Lord has come that we might mount up. Put every defeat behind you. Put it behind you right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The captivity of the children of Israel was a different kind of captivity. A prophecy had gone ahead of them. The word of God was with them. But it shall come to pass that God will send the deliverer. A man sent by God and a man that has his mandate. While they stayed in captivity, it was a captivity of hope because there was a promise over their lives. There was a land that God had promised them. Even if one was struck with a spear and he was falling about to die, he would still proclaim with his last breath, there is a land. It was a debt of hope, not a debt of hopelessness. There is a land that you promised us. Maker of earth, sky, and star. You promised us a land. The last time the Lord Jesus appeared to me, he said, I will come to you again. So all the seasons that followed thereafter, full of peril, full of discouragement, but there was hope inside because there was a promise. I will return. Your journey and the struggle that you have had is not a hopeless one. We have received a word, that we have a word from God. There is a land he promised us. We might not have enough yet, we might still be a little bit insufficient, but we go through every situation with hope because there is a promise. He promised us a land. Enemy can pass away, but his counsel is from everlasting to everlasting. It will not change. We have survived because of a promise. The promise that came from him that is immutable. The promise that came from him that is eternal. And so it was a captivity of hope. The soldiers of Egypt thought they had done their worst, but buried in their heart and in their soul was a word that vibrated, a word that reverberated inside of them, the core of their being. There is a land. The great prophet Moses, standing on the mountain top, and he beheld the promise of the fathers, the promise of the ancestors. It was good enough for him to die. The There was a land he promised. I don't know about you. You can decide to die in the wilderness, but there is a land. Don't die because there's a land. For Joshua and Caleb had another spirit. When they came with reports of dolor and doom, they decided to believe there is a land. And that was what qualified them to go on when God had earmarked an entire generation for destruction. Friends, it's not time for despair. It's not time to count the losses. It's not time to wallow in sorrow. The words that the Lord spoke, it has come alive again. Now is the time, the prophet said, and the effect of every vision. The greatest thing that the devil will use to haunt you now is unbelief. Unbelief. Unbelief to cut you down and to cut you up. But we refuse to throw away our confidence. It's the reason why life is still palatable. That which God spoke, the counsel of God that erupted out of his heart, we did not beg him to speak. He spoke of his own free will, and we have decided to lay hold on him. There is a land that he promised us, and even if we die, we know that our souls will enter into it. He said, time will fail me to speak of men that believed in the things that God spoke about. God spoke about many things in times of old, and there were few people that decided to be foolish enough to believe him. And the Bible says, time will fail me to tell of men like Gideon and men like Barak, to tell of men like Samson and men like Jephthah, to tell of men like Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith, the Bible says, they wrought righteousness in lands that were doomed and considered to the enemy. They stood for righteousness when it was not popular. Him that speaketh the truth made himself a prey. In that time, they stood for righteousness, and the work of righteousness was wrought in those lands. The foundation of those lands were uttered. Legislation in those territories had to change because a new species of men had emerged. There were men that held on to the perspective of God, they held on to the righteousness of God, and the God of righteousness was brought upon the scene. He had to deliver. They obtained promises. Things that were seemingly impossible, that were spoken by prophets of old in aeons and ages past, men were able to forge their way into the hand of God and to receive it. They escaped the edge of the sword. That means they lived in violent times. Boko Haram did not just start now. It has always been. The sword of destruction from the enemy had been stretched forth. It was in those territories that they proclaimed the kingdom, the power, and the glory. They escaped the swords that came. Out of weakness. Because their humanity was still with them. There were times when they felt insufficient. But when they came under the influence of the Holy Ghost, the all sufficiency of God was imparted to them. And they could say like Paul, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. The omnipotent dimensions of God were imparted to the limited dimensions of man. And a man now cries out and speaks like God, I can do all things through Christ. As long as it's my purpose and my destiny, I have empowerment by the Holy Spirit to do it. Whether you, oh my God, out of weakness, they were made strong. See, it's time to wake up out of that despair. You have celebrated failure for too long. You are basking around it. You are not seeing it like a baby. Wake up. There's a word that God has spoken over your life, and we will not die until we see it come to pass. There were people that received the word of God so strong that they became one with that word.
And as long as that word was alive, they could not die. Men like Simeon in the temple, he said God by revelation has spoken unto him that he will not see death until the word which God has spoken comes to pass and he sees the fulfillment. I refuse to die.
You may have given up. Remove your boot. You have hung it. You have thrown in the towel. Just because of one or two things that happened. Those things were proclaiming the fact that the season has come. That's the last ability. The last opportunity the devil has been given to tempt you out of it. And your eyes must not be closed to see what the devil is doing. To interpret life by the movements of the devil. But we interpret life by the movements of God. That was what God had to teach Jeremiah. Stop interpreting life by the movement of the devil. I know Islam is rising. Many things, bad things are happening. There are revivals in almost every occultic group in the world. That's the movements of Satan. I cannot interpret my life based on that, because I know that out of the sea and from the dry land riseth a hand that is strong, a hand that is eternal, and he will make him that is weak strong, and him that is poor rich. For the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover us. I don't know what side you are on. You believe the poverty that has come into the land because of the flood, that yes, because of the flood, it is economically explainable that there's a downward turn in the economy, and that's why church is poor, that's why I'm poor and rugged. You can interpret it by statistics. You can interpret your condition by situation and circumstance. But there is a word that God has spoken over my life. And I will see everything from the vista of that word. He said, even though he slay me, yet out of weakness, they will make strong. The Bible said that they waxed valiant in fight. That means they did not start valiant. They just agreed to fight. Because God was actually in short of fighters. And these ones volunteered, not because they were experts. They just lent their sword to the Lord. And then they don't notice that on the battlefront, they were beginning to wax valiant. Who told you that you are a special prophet? You are an original prophet, a matured one. Just come to God's side. You find yourself waxing valiant. None of us started out strong. None of us started out mighty. We just began to wax strong on the field of labor. We learned on the job, but we waxed strong. It's because you have not given your all to God. That's why you are still seeing your epilepsy. Now that you are crippled, you measure the future by the limitations of your humanity. But we have a God behind us, a God that put the stars in the orbit. He put the scepter. We have him on our side, and our limitations stand for nothing, because he's all sufficient. The wax valiant in fact. Lend God your sword, and you will see how you wax strong. Shammah, the son of Agee, he stood in the midst of a field of lentils. The entire army of Israel had gone away, because the Philistine army, they were armed with armor to their teeth. The Bible says he smote to the left, he smote to the right, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. So much so that his hand was weary, but he cleaved to the sword. When the battle finished, he realized he could not unfold his hand from the sword. Was it him that held the sword? No! It was Jehovah's hand that held. And even if when he willed to open it, he could not. There was a great power. Lend Jehovah your sword, and you will see yourself wax strong. I've seen the armies of the aliens put to flight. I've seen Satan turn backward. I've seen demons. Oh my God. Tell your neighbor, give Jehovah your sword. Ama mana. The wax valiant. The wax valiant. For those of you that have followed through in prayer, you came like a kindergarten. Today you have become a warrior. You were not born that way. You gave in your soul, and gradually you began to wax. Wax valiant. Wax mighty. The tongue to fly the armies of the aliens. If you fight long enough, you will see Satan run one time. I have seen the glory of the Lord. The devil fought for 10 years and I saw him turn back. I saw him go. So I know the end of the matter, that the devil is not in control. Was valiant. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens. And women received their dead back to life. One of the things that will mark this move of God is the ability of men that have the capacity to bring the dead back. To bring what? The dead back. They brought the dead back. Do not give yourself a definition of yourself because of the circumstances you are in. Measure your life by the word that he has spoken over you. There is a land he promises. He must deliver us to the promised land. We are in captivity, but our captivity is that of hope. You cannot break our spirit. There's a word inside. You can beat our mother body. You can press us, but you cannot bring us to despair. Because we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Can you help me sing that song tonight? Hallelujah. Yeah, Monday. Hallelujah. Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Release your heart and sing with me tonight. Singing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Forget about that problem. That problem.
Hallelujah.
Leave that problem. Sing to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Alone. Who told you when you fought alone? Oh my God, I pray that God will open your eyes to see that them that are for us are much more than them.
Hallelujah.
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 How long have you heard the devil's lies? Your vision has changed. The configuration of your look has been altered because you heard a lie. Oh my God, oh my God. God is here today. He is coming to change the tables. I don't know what you have believed, but today the sun will rise upon your face and it will be plainer for you.
Hallelujah.
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 Can you sing one more time? Hallelujah. 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 Somebody sing hallelujah. We believe you. We believe you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it one more time.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Sing it, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
speaks a lie, he's only speaking his native language.
We are sons of the light, and we believe in him that speaks the voice that renovated the heavens, the voice that shakes the earth.
He say,
be careful that you do not resist him that speaketh.
Hallelujah.
Singing hallelujah. Diffuse everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything that has piled up on your heart, you can diffuse it. You can send it out. You can release it.
Hallelujah.
Sing it hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you release it, when you let it go, then the hand of God begins to conquer. Hallelujah.
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 Sing it hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One more time now from the depth of your being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing it one more time.
Hallelujah.
Just begin to speak in tongues anywhere you're standing or sitting now. As we gain alignment with the heavens. You cannot fail because Jehovah cannot fail. I'm seeing some things are beginning to open now. Make sure you are in the spirit of this atmosphere. Don't be outside here. Don't be outside here. It is not time for you to be defeated. You cannot build your life on the lies of the devil.
Hallelujah.
Begin to cast all those your cares upon him now. All those your troubles, cast it upon him right now, right now, right now. Tell him to take over, take over. You have been bearing burdens that are for God. Cast it upon the Lord right now, right now, right now, right now. Let him take over. Let him take over right now. Let him take over. Let him take over. Give him the opportunity. Give him half the chance. Subadebra sabalababo. Subarata brasketo biara babala babala. Osokoko presa berata babala babala. Maparasa biara babala babala. Maparasa babala Some people have refused to let go in this hall. Give it over to God right now, right now. I still feel your burden upon my heart. Let it go, because a new day has come wherein is salvation. Ask those burden off. Cast those cares upon him right now. Let him take over from here. Let him replace your weakness with his strength, your doubt with his faith, your depression with his joy. It is a time when God is determined to bless his people. Is the time that captures the very reason for which you were born. Weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. We had to wait for the last person that was still holding his burdens to give it off to Jesus. And that's why we had to take so much time, so that everyone would be helped by the Lord. He came to exchange our weakness for his strength. He came to exchange our depression and confusion for his illumination and his joy. He came to ask us to lift up our heads and stop looking at the ground. Because when you raise your heads, you discover that the seasons have come. But when you look on the ground, you'll see the things that the movements of darkness has done. Now he enjoins his people to look up, to lift up their eyes. And when what you will see will be different from what you think. Say, not ye, yet 4 months, then the harvest.
lift up now thy eyes, then you see, you are seeing something different. When the activities of the devil is so pronounced around, it's time for you to lift up your eyes, because you cannot interpret your life by the movements of darkness in the earth. It took so much time for Jeremiah to learn that. You can only interpret your life by the movements of God. And so the Bible says that He has set eternity in our hearts, so that though we walk in time, we measure our existence from eternity. That was the example of life that Jesus showed us. While He walked this world, everything He did, He said He did as He saw His Father do in the heavens. So He was not a creature of time and earth. He was a being of heaven that came to show men the court of heaven. There were only two possibilities after the fall. Either that God will take all of us to heaven to learn heaven's culture, or He will take one from heaven to come teach us heaven's culture. And He decided to release Jesus from heaven to teach us heaven's culture. And Jesus did not regard time. He was hooked up to eternity, and He displayed eternity in time. He said there are 12 hours in the day, even though geography told us there are 24 hours in the day. Jesus said there are 12 hours in a day, and he that walketh in the light of day, he shall not stumble. He brought a different philosophy. Everything we thought we knew when Jesus came, He made us know that our knowledge was in time. He said it's an impoverished knowledge. It's a reproached knowledge, except we connect to the excellency of that knowledge that comes through the revealed knowledge of Christ. He said, lift up now their eyes. I wanted to do a teaching this evening, but a prophecy came into my spirit. And I believe, and I know that when we began to pray, the prophetic spirit became strong, and other people began to receive visions and revelations. That is what the church of this day is. It will not go in the will of the pastor or the preacher. It will go in the will of the sovereign spirit that flows and overflows like a river. We need to know Him and get acquainted with Him so much, and His move and His ways, so that we will increasingly denounce the lies of the enemy. And because of that, my message will have to wait till tomorrow. Because today God wanted to remove bodies. So, I don't know how the devil did what he did, but so many people just came here, burdens heavy. No. Lift up now thine eyes. Lift up now thine eyes. Lift up now thine eyes. On the 20th of October 2006, while I prayed in my sitting room, the Lord walked into my room. I saw Him coming from around that BSU side, that where He started coming, and began to walk across Murukum, across High Level, and He came to Ankpakota's area where I was praying. I could see Him come. I knew where He was coming from, and He walked through my wall and came into my sitting room, and He said, "Come with me." You see, in the spirit realm, there is transport. Tell your neighbor that, transport. The word fellowship in the Greek, koinonia, has four interpretations: fellowship, sharing, participation, and transport. We know fellowship when you are in the privacy of your closet, and the Holy Spirit, as you are seeking His face, He now comes and enlightens your spirit. Then He cuts off the bridge of time and links you with the eternal possession that is proceeding in the heavens. That is fellowship. Fellowship is established when the Holy Spirit connects you and takes you from time and connects you with realities going forth in eternity. Hallelujah. In that atmosphere, the limitation of knowledge, ignorance, which is part of our humanity, for the Bible says that we know not how to pray as we ought. There is this limitation that humanity carries as far as spiritual things are concerned. When fellowship is established, those limitations are broken, and you can soar and you can go to places that you cannot actually advance into with your feet. We know fellowship. We also know sharing. That a point comes in your communion with God where intercourse begins to take place. Something begins to lead you into God, and something begins to lead God into you.
a point of sharing comes. That's when you receive prophecy. That's when you receive intuition. That's when there is enlightenment comes into your soul. That's when understanding of things begin to come. Because something has left you and something has left God. Then there's participation. When you are so fused, it happens when you become one with God. There are many scriptures in the Bible that illustrates that, especially the scripture that says that you are God's battle axe. You need to be fused into God, God like hand and glove, to become back his battle axe. So that when he's stretching forth his hand, you are stretching forth yours. When he's, you understand what I'm talking about? So he lays his hands through your hands. So in order for him to lay his hands on people through your hands, you should be stretching your hands when he's stretching your hands. You should be saying peace when he's saying peace. You are saying what he's saying and doing what he's doing because you are under the influence of the spirit of faith. You don't just have faith. At that point you are operating by the very spirit of faith by which this world was created. Sharing. Then a level comes. The point comes when God wants to take you deeper into his pavilion, the pavilion of his reality. And he takes you from place to place in the spirit realm. That's transport. Transport. So when Jesus came to encounter me in the room, he said, come with me. And then transport ensued. Transport took place when Gehazi was going to meet Haman to collect Naaman. To collect the offering of unrighteousness. When he came back to the prophet said, did not my spirit go with you? The prophet was sitting on his prayer mat in the physical. Physical beings are located, they are limited by space and time, but that prophet was not. He was mobile. He could transverse his room, he could go beyond his room. How do you think he knew the things that were going on in the king's palace, in his bedroom? It's not word of knowledge. He went there. He was there. You see, there are dimensions in the prophetic that are no longer popular. The Bible says, holy men of old, they speak as they were carried. The Holy Ghost carries people. If witches and wizards send little demons to transport people to meeting places and covens, where do you think they learned that from? Oh man. Transport. Born by angels. To places in God. That's where he shows you great and mighty things that you do not know. He causes your eyes to behold something. And when you come back to time and the devil says, I will kill you. You laugh. If you are still afraid of darkness, you have not seen anything. Your eyes are blind. Because when you begin to see things, you know that there's nothing left to fear. You know that you will realize that though the devil may pride himself like a god, he's not. He cannot say, I'll kill you by 9 o'clock and fulfill it because it's not given to him. It's not given to him. Listen to me. Many of you, as you leave from today, you begin to transform. Don't say you are possessed. No. When we started, it was as if we were. That's why. Somebody understand what I'm talking about. I pray that your pastor will not just be a teacher trying to explain things with the Bible alone, and he has not experienced things. When you begin to experience prophetic things, and he cannot capture it from the Bible, because he has not seen it before in the realm, he will be the one to discourage you that this thing is not. When God began to stir things up in our lives, and we went to pastors, we went to preachers to help us with understanding, they say, you are lying under the influence of darkness. I pray you will not be as poor as the pastors of those days. God comes to enlarge your capacity so that you see from his eye view. He said, if my people that I call by my name will humble themselves and pray. Seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear. It's a powerful thing when God hears. And when he comes down from heaven to heal the land. You know, all of us, most of us believe that water is bad, rivers are bad, oceans are bad. The reason why it is bad is because there's a bad spirit in the land. But when God comes to heal the land and he puts his scepter of righteousness, it will begin to break out like cancer, like a plague, and it will kill everything that makes a lie and brings death, and even the waters will be purified. You can come into a river like the river that was by the sea gate. That river can heal you, natural river, because something else dwells in it. No river is bad. It's just that there is something that is dwelling in it because the land is broken. He will heal the land. He has said it, that he will show up, he will touch down, and everything that crawls, everything that is dead will be taken back to life again. The pastor said we were possessed of devils. He takes you on a trip beyond space, beyond time. And you just, he takes you to the village sometimes. And you are standing in the meeting. It's not word of knowledge, you are there. That's the transport mode in the spirit. The voice came from heaven, speaking like a trumpet, to John on the Isle of Patmos. He said, come up hither. And suddenly, he said he was before the throne. That's not vision. He was there. Transport. He went through a vehicle. It's not Chisco. He didn't go through what I guess it doesn't. Nyanya, come up here. And his spirit left his frame. His body was still trapped in the time zone, but his spirit wandered like light through the orbitals of the spirit from place to place in Christ. That's where wisdom is born. When men see things, they come back and then they are ancient, like the ancient of days. It's not date and age and time. It's revelation and encounter. Destiny does not take time, it takes encounter. What have you seen? What have you thought? Jesus said he will come back. And I tell you, when this year came, the turn of this year, the windows and the vistas began to open. And I knew that it was time for him to touch down. It took time for him to come and fulfill his counsel. It was time for him to come make good his promise. It's not time to be defeated and in despair. It's time to beat your bloodshed into weapons of war. It's time for the weak to say, now I am strong. Go back to that place where that demon defeated you and say, I'm back. Go back to Unihagric. They gave you two courses to keep you down. Tell them, I'm back. I'm back in full force, in full fire. The devil will make you graduate. He will plan meticulously for your graduation. Oba Latema. Aye Kakole. We finished writing exams. They said I will be continuing the pilgrimage journey for 1 year in Benue State University. Doing one course in first semester, one course in second. See, I understand it. And I gave myself to prayer and fasting. He had to arrange for my graduation. you don't understand. He had to arrange, say no. It was not, it's a mistake. Make the devil pay. Make him pay. Rebel against him. When last did you rebel against Satan? Elijah said, if I be a man of God, when last did you say that? They call you for meeting in a village that they want to conduct a sacrifice. I say, no, you are not part of it. They say, you will be cut down. This is an ancient issue. And then you rise up and say, if I be. A man of God, somebody came to my house and said they sent for him from the village that his younger sister gave birth and they circumcised the child from the womb. Thus, he means no more payment in the hospital. They said, no, the elder said they need to consult to find out the source. That spiritual nurse that knows how to circumcise, they need to identify the individual. And the guy, because his first son, must lead the procession to the altar with a pot. Oh,
Enkob, I will go. If it's me, I will go. Mete Enkob. If you have not seen enough light, you will have the guard for darkness. You say, I should take the pot. I am under your level. They say, no, no. That's not how our ancestors did it. We will desecrate that altar. No spirit will alight on this forever. I was 21 years when Ocheni came from the village in a dove, in a, an awe to kill me. 21 years. Then I had learned how to speak tongues and capital letters. Midnight, he showed up. I was on my way to the prayer room and I was late. That's why you don't need to be late. Be in the prayer room early. But that day I was late and he assaulted me, accosted me on the highway, and I went Yetombe Makwata. 30 minutes I brought him down. His wings, what the left one was broken. What they never later. If you say we should go to the shrine, I will take the lead. And compare Allah. My father, Bolo. Further, ran into the bush. I left him and I spoke in tongues. I went to the prayer room and forgot what happened. The third day, they called me from the village that Ocheni came to his door post. He had the world and his beauty. And he died face down. He was cut off. He did not hear his news. He did not update his data bank that a warrior was rising from the manger. A man was rising with light on his face. He didn't update his data bank. He came with old info. And he met iron. Even in the kingdom of darkness, there was no announcement that the era had changed. Because it was only heaven that was proclaimed. He came down. Boom, and peace thereafter has been in my family till today. My uncle's wife went to import a shrine after we had spoken, and death struck his mother. Even this, the land rejected the shrine. Who told you that your right to land is sea of gold? The land can reject you as it rejected the Hittites and the Amorites. You can program it and it will speak your voice. Yeah. It's not a time to be down in despair. God says, arise and I will give you light. I will give you light. I know you have suffered, but I came to prophesy. I peeped in the spirit. The seasons have changed. If you interpret this moment with the events and occurrences of the past, you will be oppressed by deception because light has come. You will begin to see strange things happen in this land from this year 2013. You see, when he decides to come from heaven, no one can resist him. Nothing can stop him. He brings his words to pass. It doesn't matter how many bad men are standing.
In the presence of your majesty,
sing your majesty. Your majesty,
my name.
Sing your majesty, your majesty.
Cry Israel, cry from the depth of your being, Israel.
Sing your majesty.
Sing your majesty. Sing your majesty. 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 Your majesty.
As we try to round up this meeting, I'd like you to stand on your feet and speak in tongues.
Awake, awake, O thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give thee life. Christ will give thee life. Christ will give thee light.
Christ
will give thee light.
Your man.
Just you. Strengthen the hands that hang down. Strengthen the feeble knees. So that him that is weak will not be dislocated, but rather healed. Full of peace with all men. And holiness without which no eye shall see God. It is your time. 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 You will never miss out of that which God has kept for you all these years. You will never miss out. It is your time. Rejoice, rejoice. Oh, that now you're not the type of you that has been.
Sabola bala bala. Sabola bala bala. Mantala babore basakla basala babore banatabo. Shabra kapasata babo sabaka barabala bala. Do not believe the lies of the devil. Thank you, Lord. Release it. Release it from your soul. Release that prayer. Release that utterance. Release it so that you can be free. Release it. Release it. Don't hold back right now. Don't hold back right now. Lift up your voice, O Israel. Cry, 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 cry. It is your hour. It is your time. The Son to link up with the Spirit. To link up with the anointing. The Lord makes thee whole. He makes you 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 whole right now. He makes you whole right now. He makes you whole right now. He makes you whole. He makes you whole. He makes you whole. Anything that the devil has stolen shall be restored. Because he comes to make you whole. He makes you whole. You get your prayer life back. You get your finances back. You get everything back. You get it back. Whatsoever the thief has stolen, we command him to restore sevenfold. Sevenfold. He makes you whole right now. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. It is your time. It's your hour. He speaks your name. He brings you back. All things are made whole. The man will despise the thief if he steals to satisfy his hunger. But when he is caught, he shall restore sevenfold. I'm a man,
Sanema. Mama Rasa Kanama Mama. Sumina Saina Moske Barante Barante Baba de Mamo.
Expectation shall not be cut off. But now is the time and the effect of every vision. The weak will say that I am strong. The poor will say that I am rich. He will make you prosper in all things. For he will cause grace, all grace to abound. That you have in all sufficiency in all things who abound unto every good work. We give you glory and praise, great one. Thank you, Lord. You have reason to rejoice and to give him glory. Just exalt his name, worship him. Give him glory, you have reason to rejoice tonight. For the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Yes, the effect of every vision. The effect of every prayer. The effect of every psalm, every hymn, every spiritual song. Now is the appointed time and the effect of every vision. For the vision will not tarry. It shall come to pass. It will not tarry. It will not tarry. It will not tarry. It shall come to pass. It will not tarry. 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 For it shall come to pass. It will not tarry. It will not tarry. It shall come to pass. You have reason to give him praise. Reason to give him glory. To worship him in the beauty of holiness. To
proclaim holy, holy, holy unto him. For the vision will not lie. It shall speak and it will not turn. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Bless that day that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for there shall be feet. Blessed are they that do more, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that are meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets before. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for so persecuted they the prophets before. What God calls blessing, we call woe. He said, blessed are ye when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are ye
When a man contends with you because of your stand for God, it looks like a curse. He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for such so the persecuted the prophets. I rest my case with that scripture and that exhortation. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Please help me touch your neighbor. I saw somebody. The weight was still there. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. I was seeing somebody still trying to wage the weight. But tell him, rejoice and be thou exceeding glad. In Jesus' mighty name. In our countdown to our anniversary, we're on what day now? In the countdown. Next week on Wednesday, the curtains will be rolled out. Eight more days. When we came into the city in 2006, from 2006 March to 2007 March, we held a prayer and a fast. We dug the foundation upon which what is seen externally today was established. We were but a few people, but the power of God was gallant in our midst. When we prayed, God visited us once and again, gave us a mighty assurance and a conviction that we were going to put forth a platform, raise a platform that was going to be a major pillar in His move in this region. We were nameless, faceless people. People that were not known. And God was excited to work with us because our heart was right. In the month of March, in the year after that, we set out, held the first program, the Remnant Call. From the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. Except that the Lord of Sabaoth has left unto us a very small remnant, would have been like Sodom and likened unto the men of Gomorrah. The heritage of God was about to be wiped out, but because God has eternal covenants with Israel, He had to preserve unto Himself a remnant. While He brings justice and judgment because of His righteous nature, the remnant will carry on His legacy in the land. And we knew that at that season, God was employing a new strategy, the remnant factor. That is out of that technology that we evolved as a platform. The people that would dance to the beat of a different drummer and pledge their allegiance to a different flag. A new breed without greed, a radical opposition against unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And when we set out and began to preach the gospel of the kingdom, our voice was new. People wonder, like the Epicureans, what kind of doctrine and wisdom have these young boys brought out? And many were offended because we challenge righteousness in the open. Hallelujah. We challenge iniquity in the open. And somebody said to me, the way you preach, you will be a poor preacher. There's already poverty in the land. And you need to blend for the little coins around to flow your way. Say, well, no man called us, God called us. And the God that called us will supply. Pastors have so many different kinds of counsel. One came to me and said, woman problem is a problem you can't solve. We tried to solve it, we ended up there. So the only thing is this, look for woman, but don't be caught. Jesus knows all about our struggle, all about our problems. He will guide to the day is come. That's what the psalmist said. Hallelujah. The preacher has surrendered. He said, look for woman, but don't be caught. If you find woman and you are not caught, the anointing will still be there. But the day you are caught, you'll be tried. Hallelujah. And so when we came upon the scene and began to challenge unrighteousness, and began to preach the message of the kingdom, was a strange message in the land. People got offended that a small boy was just insulting them.
That time we were very aggressive in publicity. Took posters to the depot, took posters everywhere. People in the oil industry, my colleagues, came for the meter and I said, "Chai!" They said, "Ah." So you called us from the office too. The Lord give you understanding. For the first 3 years of the ministry, we had different faces in every contact, because the last guys that came, I vowed never to come again. Then the other guys that came and said, and so in our mailing list, we have more than 1,000 names. People that came and vowed never to come. You see, we had to fight for that message to enter the land. I didn't know. I thought it was just preaching. The princes of the religious spirit in the area made sure that the land will not touch the soil of the heart of man. And so we had to contend in the heavens. We had to contend in the heavens. Then I saw that what we were fighting with was called a religious spirit. Keep people under bondage, under lock and key, so that darkness can sit upon their head. Alabada. I went to my father-in-law and said, "Did they accept my message?" He said, "The only way you can bring about an apostolic revolution is like Elijah." I said, What do you mean? He said, "Elijah did not come with language. He came and said, 'The God that answers by fire, let him be God.'" He said, "The people, no matter how darkened and possessed of devils they are, when they see the God that answers that by fire, he will be God." Those days, I will teach for 2 hours. That teaching offended people. He said, "Give room for the Holy Ghost." Then we shifted. And then the Holy Ghost said, "I've been waiting." Then his hand began to come out in our meetings. June 2009, the template shifted. A new wind began to blow. That wind, we held it back because we insisted that we must teach for 2 hours. And the power of God began to break out. They didn't still like me, but they liked the power. They didn't still like my message and my boldness to talk about our righteousness. One pastor came to me and said, "Why are you talking about fornication like this? Don't you know you are a man till you can fall?" I said, "Any day I fall, go to NTA and broadcast it. Say it loud. If all of us are afraid of iniquity like that, it's because you are planning to fall into it that you are not challenging it." Because of that, that pastor became my enemy till today. Hallelujah. And from one level to the other, mighty persecution began to rise. But he that is with God is majority. 3 years after we began the ministry, it was time for me to get married. And I gathered 1 million naira for marriage. Because I knew that my uncles would not support me because my wife was a non-tribe. I went to preach in Zaria. I was coming back and the Lord said, "That money you kept, let it be the first installment of money that will be paid to purchase this land." I said, "No." I said, "Money." Mantebolokos eme. My God. When I gave that money, my hand was shaking. I gave it with my hand, but 3 weeks it was still mine. It was in the heart. It was in my. It was after 3 weeks that my heart now gave it. God now moved. As I began to obey gradually, God began to move again on some people, and we secured this land. Then when we secured it, I said, "Okay, let's keep it for 10 years. After 10 years, we'll go and look for it. Where is the land?" And one day, Shala called me and said, "This foundation, are we going to lay it according to the specifications of the..." What do they call that thing? That thing, that plan, the one that our architects draw. "Or will we extend it to cover the whole land?" I said, "What are we using the remaining one for? Cover the whole land." I was preaching somewhere. Then I now say, "Wait, he's asking of foundation." He's talking about foundation and the land. Only for me to come back and I saw a foundation laid. Then we stood upon it, even in unbelief. I said, Lord, the foundation of your temple has been laid. Let money come. And even though the prayer was in unbelief, money began to come. And in a short while, we had raised it to lintel level. Poor men and women. I thought that after we raised it to lintel level, we'll go and rest for 5 years. And then somebody said, if we can bring so-so and so amount, it will make the remaining up and bring us long span. I said, what? Long span? I'm thinking of zinc. Just flow zinc there. Those shining silver zinc. So that when sun hits it, it reflects. And I watched the carpenters put layer after layer until we had shade here. When we came to pray here, the Lord spoke, therefore, no, and I will bring you upon my holy mountain and make you joyful upon my house of prayer. Your sacrifices and burnt offerings shall be accepted upon my altar, and my house among all nations shall be called the place of prayer. That's why we got the name prayer tent for all nations. And the number of nations is 70. So we started, we initiated the hall with 70 days of prayer and fasting. The number of nations. On the 24th day of the fast, the prayer, the neighbors gathered and they said they would take out Sukkot for noise pollution. That's a clause that is not in the entire Nigerian constitution. One Baba down there, I don't know if he's still alive. One Baba, after we took prayers like 50 days of, the Baba had to, he came out of his hut. Because I remember we did evangelism around, went, preached to people, invited them that a church has come to the neighborhood. God wants to deliver. He wants to cast out. The man was looking at me with a big ring in his hand, like that. Alright, then I left there after about 50 days of prayer. He left, that is our day. I slowed down. And he came and stood by the door. So I went down. I was praying and doing hand like this. The man was there. He was not distracted by my hand. After about 30 minutes of standing there under the sun, he now went back. And since that day he went back, he has not come out again. I don't know if he went back and went back. And a thick spiritual atmosphere began to open. And a young man that stayed on this compound, there were two huts here. His hut was one of them. And he came and was telling me how darkness pervaded that the church came here. I said, yes, it came. And we began to glide. And on the first day of January 2000, and was it 10 or 11? 2011. The devil shot an arrow. We have not been able to, we went to school, but we have not been able to deduce how fire engulfed our media room. So many people that were praying here saw fire engulf the whole building and raised it to the ground. I was in Opo in Sunday, which just crossed over 9. And I was standing with Pastor Chris like that. And as we were just standing, two girls just came and they held my feet and began to groan and cry. And their tears were dropping on my legs. I looked at Pastor Chris because the Bible said that when the woman with the alabaster box came and she broke the box and began to do all that she did, the Bible said, and when Jesus had known it, that means that Jesus did not know what she was doing initially, but he was trying to discern. And I was wondering, hey, what's happening? And do you know that they were there for 1 hour? Crying! And me and Chris just stood. And after 1 hour, they cleaned their face and I did not see them again throughout that meeting. When the day broke, they called me from according that fire engulfed the media room. Then I laughed. I knew it was the whole building that was under attack. But it engulfed 1 point something million, because our keyboard was there, mixer was there, amplifier was there, computer was there, everything was in that room.
We have studio mics. We have all kinds of microphones burned down to the ground. It was a sign. It was a sign that something was hot. That something had been touched. And we said, okay, in the place of everything that they burnt, we will buy the best in the market. And when we went to Lagos, so God touched somebody, gave us 1.3 million. Our keyboard was 500, 300 and something thousand, 650,000 we got. How much is it? That one was, how much? 450. 150,000. This one is how much? 650. That one was how much? This one is how much? 500. Say then we'll get, it seems we need an upgrade of equipment. And we came back and began to move again. But now I feel something different. It's a window. It is open. This is the time we have been waiting for. And let no man's hand be weak. Let him that is weak say, I am strong. This is the time that Jesus spoke about. For I see the heavens open. The Son of Man will descend shortly. But we need to herald his coming. And to initiate the proper protocol that will bring his majesty. And to this end, God has given unto us a body. The divine order must be restored. You know, we have become Pentecostal. And we believe that anything goes. Once you speak in tongues and razzmatazz, God will show up. And we have forgotten the patriarchal stance of our first fathers. Right now, we need to go back into history and back into the Holy Ghost. And find out the things that men that found favor with God did. That made them retain his glory. Because the days of his glory have come back to us again. We have begun elaborate preparation to see to it that this majestic entrance of the king will be an entrance that will trap him down into the land. He won't come and go again. And to the best of our ability, we seek to make the atmosphere conducive for the great one. A few days of contemplation with the Holy Spirit as we search the heart of God to come up with everything that is required for an accurate journey in the days of revival. For the heavens will yet be rent, and the Spirit of God will descend. Hallelujah. And so we are going to have swell times in the presence of God. In Jesus' name. When we designed the building, the idea was that because of the way it is structured, you see, because of the sliding windows, we would have used projector windows or what they call the other window? Uka. That one that gives us 100% ventilation. Those other windows would have been better if our original intention was not to afflict this hall with air conditioning units. So that when if a demon passes, you will not say, if you know, some people when heat comes, sometimes they think it's in the realm. No. We'll take the heat out. Alright? So that when you feast, you know it's not heat, it's darkness. And so we have begun with these 2-3 horsepower ACs, but the idea is they are supposed to be 6. With strong active fans to bring good ventilation. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has said we should prepare for the nations. So we are putting everything in place, setting up structures that has capacity for oversight, for discipleship, and for networking worldwide. God has opened doors of nations to us. Doors of nations. If you still watch our cable program 6:30 on Hosanna Tuesday, you will see us advertising meetings in nations. We're actually going for those meetings. And people from those nations are already calling in, and all kinds of things are happening. This will be the 60-year anniversary. God says we should be silent for 7 years. That's why you don't see posters and handbills and what banners. Say silent. But after the 70th year, we should blow the trumpet. This is the 60th. We seek to gather momentum underground, so that when we stand upon the housetop and prophesy,
If you contradict the word, you'll be judged by God. So the days upon us are days of grace. As we seek to purify ourselves, to stand worthy of His coming and His appearing. God will be bringing us into further alignment in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Somewhere during the conference, we will need to sacrifice. I mean financial sacrifice for the work that is ahead. People have given, almost emptied their purses to make sure that we set up everything. And we have to buy a land somewhere close to the depot. We want to start with 50 plots of land as we want to raise a camp of hope for the nation. It's a city, a prayer city for the healing of nations. That's our next destiny. So we'll develop this place to full capacity, and then our development will move to the field. We still have a few things to do. Fix the ACs, furnish the media room, the bookshop, build enough office capacity that is furnished and fully equipped for networking. Then we'll raise a projector canopy from back to back and put projector facilities so that we'll have 200 people outside who at least would have fulfilled the capacity of this facility. Then our next option will be outdoor. Hallelujah. The nations are coming and we need to prepare. God will help us and bless us in the name of Jesus. The seasons come with great hope and consolation. Above all, there is a requirement of sacrifice, a requirement of community and brotherhood, so that we can partner together to bring the will of God to pass. Hallelujah. We do not need invisible people and absent people. We need people that are present with their sword, shield, and spear as we take the grounds that have been conceded to the enemy. And as we install the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ from coast to coast and around the world. And God will bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow we'll be back here. We'll begin to take a pep talk, an initiation into the things that God will be emphasizing during the course of the meeting. We have 2 more days to go in this initiation exercise. Tomorrow we'll begin the teaching and we'll take it to Wednesday. God will help us in Jesus' name.